Welcome to Beyond Sunday with Pastor Nick Williams. South Shore Community Church exists to help all people find and follow Jesus. Join us weekly as we talk through current sermons, theology, parenting issues, and how to have a gospel-centered marriage. We are praying that today's message helps you grow closer to Jesus. Now, here's your host, Pastor Nick.
Hey, podcast world, before we jump into today's message, I just want to pause and celebrate all that happened this past weekend. The week that I'm recording this, we just came off Easter weekend, record attendance, over 1,900 people on our campus, not including those that just came for the block party that we threw on Saturday. And then more important than any of those numbers, 51 people gave their lives to Christ. Let me say that again. 51 people filled out cards saying, I'm declaring today that I'm surrendering my life to Christ. And that is something to celebrate. Now, on the back end of that, many of you know that I flew to Atlanta and then over to Alabama for a funeral for my aunt and just had a great time spending time with family and honoring who she was. But it also was just kind of reconfirmation of everything we talked about on Easter and the passage that we dug into. So today we're venturing into the heart of the Gospel of John, chapter 5, a passage that honestly invites us to confront the very foundation of our faith. Have you ever stood at the crossroads of belief where the path you choose could alter not just your life here and now, but your eternal destiny? What guides your choice when the stakes are beyond this world, when what's on the line is your very soul? Now picture this. An ancient grand courtroom echoing with the whispers of centuries. The air is thick with anticipation, and at the center, a figure stands, calm and commanding, his eyes brimming with the wisdom of the ages. Now, this is no ordinary trial, and he is no ordinary man. He's here to make a claim that would change the very course of history, to affirm his identity as the divine Son of God, vested with the ultimate authority to grant eternal life and to judge the world. Now, this scene isn't from a movie or a novel. It's a vivid reality we encounter in John chapter 5. Jesus, having just healed a man on the Sabbath, faces backlash not just for the act of healing, but for the profound implication of his words, that he is equal with God. And what begins to unfold is a divine courtroom-type drama where Jesus presents his case not to defend himself, but to offer us, the listeners across the ages, including the Pharisees standing there that day, a clear path to eternal life. I think that's one thing that got me with this passage this week. I think growing up, I always thought it was Jesus versus the Pharisees, and while there is some truth in that, every time Jesus met with the Pharisees, his desire was that they know him. He wasn't just out to condemn them. He made sure that they had the opportunity that you and I have to have faith in who he is and who he was. Now, first, in this passage, we see the divine authority recognized. That Jesus doesn't just claim authority, he demonstrates it. The works that the Father has given me to accomplish, he says, bear witness about me. See, each miracle, each healing, isn't just an act of compassion. It's a signpost pointing to his divine authority, pointing to his divinity. Second, there's a witness beyond the visible. Jesus tells us the Father who sent me has himself borne witness about me. It's a call to look beyond the physical, to hear the testimony of the invisible God about his visible Son. Third, we find that the Scriptures testify to Christ. It says, you search the Scriptures. It is they that bear witness about me. See, the Bible isn't just a book of history or morals. It's a living testament pointing us to Jesus, urging us to find life in his words. Fourth, Jesus issues a call to believe. He challenges us. If you do not believe his writings, he says, how will you believe my words? It's a moment of reckoning. It's a moment of urging you and I to trust in the divine testimony given about him, to anchor our faith in the very authority of God's word. And fifth, we're presented with the promise of eternal life through the Son. He says, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. This isn't just about escaping judgment. It's about stepping into a life that's eternal, that's transformative, a life that begins now and stretches into eternity. Now, as you and I reflect on this divine courtroom type drama, let's ask ourselves, on what foundation does our faith stand? Is it the shifting sands of human wisdom or the solid rock of divine testimony? Testimony that comes from the Father, the Scriptures, and the life-transforming works of Jesus Christ himself. As I stood in the cemetery this week and spoke to a small group of people that knew my aunt and shared these words from not only John chapter 5, but multiple points of Scripture that point to who Jesus is, I was reminded of the stark reality that everybody has to make a decision. And so my prayer for you is as we journey through this life, may we find our faith anchored in the unshakable authority of Christ, testified by God himself, illuminated in Scripture, and evidenced in the transformative power of his work in our lives.
Thank you for tuning in to Beyond Sunday. We hope the conversations and insights shared here have brought you encouragement and have deepened your journey of faith. If today's episode has inspired you, we invite you to follow or subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an opportunity to grow closer to Jesus alongside us. Don't forget to share this podcast with friends and family who might be blessed by it too. Until next time, thanks for joining us, and may God bless you abundantly.